Government officials will be working today and through the weekend to trace the first known case of mad cow disease in the United States. British scientists confirmed yesterday that an American Holstein had the condition. The British experience with mad cow disease is likely to speed the U.S. investigation. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on what's known about the disease.
Earlier this week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture sent samples of the Holstein's tissues to a lab in England. That's where mad cow disease first appeared. In 1986, British veterinarians noticed something never seen before: nervous and aggressive cows having trouble standing and walking. They all had strangely spongy brains. Veterinarian Will Houston was with the U.S. Department of Agriculture at the time.
The gentleman that first saw it told me that when he called his boss, who was the chief veterinarian of England, and he said, "Oh, you'll be so proud, we've described another new disease in cattle."
Houston says it seemed a rare occurrence, just something the scientists could write up for a research journal. But it kept happening, and all the affected cows died. So British officials sent a veterinary epidemiologist out into the field to figure out what was going on.
And he went and visited all of the farms where cases had been identified. And then he also visited a group of farms that had not had cases. And they were trying to say, what is similar between all the farms that are affected and different from the farms that are not affected?
Were the cows getting a particular drug? Had they all come from a specific location? Did they have signs of infection? While scientists never figured out how it started, they did find that all the affected cows had gotten feed that included material from animals that had been butchered. That settled where the disease had come from and how to prevent it. Stop feeding cows material from other cows. The next question was whether people could get it. British scientists didn't think so, because a similar disease in sheep had never passed to humans. Neurologist Richard Johnson is a special advisor to the National Institutes of Health on mad cow disease. He remembers giving a talk in Canada in the late 1980s on infectious neurological diseases in humans.
One of my British colleagues came up to me and said, "You shouldn't have mentioned mad cow disease. That can't go into humans." And I said, "You don't know that." And he said, "It won't happen."
Even the British House of Lords pronounced that the disease couldn't spread to humans.
But what happened was the cats started dying of the disease because it was in the cat food. And people said, "My gosh, cats, maybe humans." And in 1994, the first human cases were noted.
As people started getting sick, cases in cows were going down, a result of a ban on feeding cattle byproducts to cattle. Meanwhile, the U.S. banned the importation of cattle products from Great Britain and feeding cattle parts to cows. North America seemed safe. Then earlier this year, Canadian officials announced they had found one animal with mad cow disease. The U.S. banned cattle and cattle byproducts from Canada. Neurologist Richard Johnson says, unlike the British outbreak, the Canadian outbreak doesn't seem much to worry about.
The evidence from Canada is that was a solitary case. And that's why the bans have been taken off the importation of Canadian beef and so forth.
All told, in Great Britain, about 183,000 cattle and 143 people got sick. Today, Johnson says, with what's been learned about feeding practices, the U.S. is very unlikely to be facing an epidemic in cattle or people.
Somebody on television made the comment that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Well, that's way premature to say that. You know, maybe one cow.
Veterinarian Will Houston suspects a few more may carry the disease, other cows who ate the same feed as the Holstein. One thing scientists have not yet figured out is whether mad cow disease can occur spontaneously. If so, there will always be a case here, a case there. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.